morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Well, we're going to hear about vaccines, and I'm going to talk a little bit about vaccines for those who have recovered from COVID, talk a little bit about antidepressants and how you should manage that. And we are going to Adam's going to tell the famous closet story, the closet at the wrong residence.
First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Summer travel is a great way to disconnect, but sometimes you need to connect to public Wi-Fi to check email or post photos to social media. Cyber criminals can spy on unsecured public Wi-Fi networks and see your browsing history, emails, even passwords. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could steal what's yours and harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert and access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to lifelock.com and use promo code Adam for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got it on. Get it on. Dr. Drew's board visit with Vincent Price. Question.
We had some interesting calls up there I want to get to.
Yeah, go ahead.
But what?
No, go ahead.
Well, Vincent Price made me think about this week's Love Boat.
Oh, no.
So did you watch?
I don't know if I saw this week's.
There was something special about this week, I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Let me recount some of the story for you to see if it's something you saw, where a British gentleman meets.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one. That's Dr. Bombay.
It's Dr. Bombay. That was like a moment for me. I'm like, wait a minute. Who is this guy? Holy shit, it's Dr. Bombay. And I went down a little rabbit hole with him. That was his big role, Dr. Bombay. That was really what he was known for.
Yes.
He came from a long, like, multi-generational acting family in Wales. And Dr. Bombay is his mark of distinction.
Yeah, he always played the English gentleman or erudite kind of Englishman.
But always in sort of a comedic-y kind of context, because he was on F Troop and he was on Hogan's Heroes and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He was either the unwitting dupe, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, of Colonel Clink's or you know, sort of fumbling British guy and getting taken advantage of. But mm-hmm. but the straight guy is always the straight guy.
Yeah. And there was a bit that was a thing. It was definitely a Partridge Family episode.
Uh-oh.
It may have been a Brady Bunch. I don't know. It was Isaac on the Love Boat. Like, the radio's coming out of my mouth.
That was constant, all 70s. Starting Gilligan's Island, I think.
Yeah, it was like the radio's coming out, and someone, you know, they tweak his ear and tune it in.
Ridiculous. And the writing in that particular story sequence was so horrible. He had a romantic interest, and the radio kept interfering with his romantic. But she kept going, "You're such a practical joker. Everything's funny to you." He didn't say one thing funny the entire time. Not one joke came out of his mouth. Well, and she kept accusing him of being constantly joking, constantly a practical joker.
I was watching that, and I was thinking, all I had was a sense of humor back then. And I was like, oh, man, I guess chicks don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, can you be serious? You're always joking around. Like, that was a lot of
a
trope in 70s and 80s stuff. Like, with your constant joking, why can't you be serious? You know, and he was trying to be serious. Also, the real version of that woman is insane. Like, she's like, oh, Isaac, thank you. Then he opens his mouth, and they hear Merle Haggard. And she's like, will you stop screwing around? Like, why wouldn't she go, like, what's going on?
I know. You'd have to be, like, bipolar or something if you behave like that for her.
Yeah. He'd go, and then he could go, I had some dental work, and somehow it's picking up some frequency. Or
that's all he has to say.
Right.
Like, I can't believe it. It comes bouncing off my filling.
Right.
But this is my next point about this Love Boat. The writing, it was different in this one. Did it feel different to you? And I'm going to tell you, I think, how. It was more over-the-top, tropey, Gilligan's Island-y, classic 60s, really, sitcom-y. Mm-hmm. It was like a throwback in a weird way. Mm-hmm. It wasn't trying to the later Love Boats seemed to kind of take themselves, I don't know if this is the right word, but seriously, like people are supposed to believe the stories. This was like, no. This is Gilligan's Island. This is some other thing, and we're just all going to buy into this BS and just go with it as like a vaudeville thing.
Yeah, the two sisters were trying to set each other up, and I honestly couldn't even figure out what the two sisters were doing.
No, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
And that was the thing about it. It was not Brady Bunch. It was kind of I Dream of Jeannie, kind of just over-the-top stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in a weird way, it was more comfortable for me. I kind of liked it a little bit. At least, like, there's no pretensions of anything here. This is just like, this is BS top to bottom.
All right. Let me talk to Kevin. He's been on hold for a while. Kevin, you have a question about your antidepressant?
Hey, guys. You live.
You live, buddy.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. Big fan. Been listening for many years. Dr. Drew, so I just had a question about I just got put on duloxetine for depression. It was 20 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about discontinuing it next month just because I've been getting some minor side effects and I don't want to rely on anything for too long. Would there be any severe withdrawal symptoms that I would get from that?
You're not what? From that?
Well,
first of all, don't make therapeutic decisions on your own. Tell the prescribing doctor that's what you plan to do. And some of these antidepressants can taper down. They have long half-lives. Fluoxetine's pretty long. And you can kind of taper pretty quickly. But you definitely want to be supervised because you can't be – part of psychiatric pathology is lack of insight. We don't see what's happening to us when we have – many times when we have psychiatric symptomatologies, you need an objective observer saying, I noticed this. I think you're having a recurrence, and we need to talk about that once now you're off the antidepressant, or this is withdrawal, or maybe it's a wrong – whatever. It needs objective evaluation as you come off these things. You wouldn't go on it by yourself. You don't go off it by yourself. It's the same thing. But getting off it is fine. If you've been stable for 6 months, it's certainly a reasonable thing. I mean, nobody wants to be on medicine forever. But you should discuss with the doctor what his or her plan was with this and what their concerns are and what might happen, what the risk-reward analysis is on stopping your treatment.
Okay. Yeah, I've only been on it for about 2 months, but
Yeah, just talk to him about it. Tell him I don't like the side effects is enough of a reason to get off of medicine as far as I'm concerned. So just tell your doctor about it.
Tina, 35, Michigan.
Hi. Okay. So, Adam, about, 25 years ago on Loveline, you told a story about how you installed a closet in the wrong house. Mm-hmm. And I have told my kids that story growing up. We called it the crappy contractor about how we install. It was like a nighttime story. And so now that they're old enough, I would love it if you could just tell the story again so I can have them listen to it from you because it's the best thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
First of all, I never imagined anything we discussed on Loveline would become nighttime stories for moms to their kids. That to me already is like, whoa.
That story resonates with people. I really don't know why. I never would have thought of it. Out of all the stories, people seem to remember that one. I won't drag it out for 10 minutes.
Oh, come on, do it. Come on. It's a good story.
Please.
All right, well, please. All right, Drew, you do your spot, and then I'll do the story.
All right, Simply Safe, everyone.
Thank you.
Simply Safe's founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen because their friend's home was broken into. Making people – that's what they wanted for themselves. They want it for you. Making people safe is what Simply Safe's been doing since that moment 15 years ago. They have a passion to protect people. It drives every engineering detail and customer interaction. Simply Safe has highly trained security experts ready whenever you need them. During a fire, burglary, medical emergency, or just setting the system up, they are there. Our listeners save 20% and you get your first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring services. 20% off, first month free, interactive monitoring services by visiting simplysafe.com/adam2. Simply Safe with an I, simplysafe.com/adam2 to customize your system and start protecting your home and family. That is simplysafe.com/adam2. Easy to install, easy to, and we're giving you an advantage to getting that interactive monitoring service in addition. And it's something that you can take with you if you move. simplysafe.com/adam2.
All right, Tina. I shall grant you your wish.
Thank you.
I was working for Always Better Closets, ABC Closets.
Always Better. How'd you get that job?
I was at a wedding for a foreman guy that I worked with named Jan.
Not Mike.
He was getting a wedding. This guy was named Jan. He was a Swedish guy. Mm. And I was at his wedding, and I guess I was seated at a table or something with a guy named Tom Billman, I think was his last name. Nice guy. And he sort of, we were talking. You know, I said I was a carpenter. You know, he said he had a closet company. Hmm. I said, well, I was thinking about going back and taking some classes and doing some stuff. I was trying to do something more than just being a full-time carpenter, but I couldn't support myself, you know. He said, well, I kind of need a carpenter. I have closet installers, which was born-again gangbanger guys, but they're not really skilled carpenters. And sometimes I need
– screw stuff in.
Yeah, I need someone to build something or build a soffit or something. I could use that. So we struck a deal. And our deal was – $10 an hour under the table, and I would work
– You do owe some back taxes.
Yeah, I would work a full day Monday, full day Tuesday, and like a half day full Monday, full Wednesday, and like a half day Friday. And that would give me $200 a week or $220 a week or something, and it'd be enough for me to pay my part of the rent and, you know, buy Top Ramen. And I could
without that, you'd be on the street.
That's right.
You'd be living on the sidewalk.
That's right. That's right. So I was able to do that, and then I was going to take some broadcasting classes or something at the junior college, you know. So I kind of worked a little schedule out for myself. I was riding a motorcycle at the time and so on and so forth. Now, ABC Closets was sort of the ass end of Burbank. It was kind of next to the airport and an industrial kind of
sort of
setting.
Like where we are right now.
Oh, no.
No.
That, how dare you? Look around. There's
maybe it was like that back then, this area.
First off, douche stick. Disney's up the street a click.
No, I'm saying this area might have been like that back
then. Oh, back then. Yeah. But even then, it was like anything that's close to the airport is always a little weird. Yeah. Whatever city you're in.
What is that?
It's not jets flying over. It's like it's not prime real estate. Yeah. But anyway. So there we were. And I had a closet to go out and install. This was going to be a one-manner. We weren't going to do the cube van with the four guys in the big place.
Had you been working there for a while at that point?
I'd been there long enough. I knew the lay of the land. Load up the van. Wasn't going to take the big box truck, just a single van. And go there, go to this address, install this in the master bedroom closet, and also install bathrobe hooks in the bathroom, in the master bathroom. Now, we say master bath. These are all Valley houses. I lived in these houses my whole life. They all have the same kind of lay of the land, that you walk in the front door, the kitchen and the dining room are to the right. There's a little living room to the left, and then you just walk down a hall.
Right.
The bedrooms, and the master's
are off the hall.
At the back.
Yep.
But the bathroom's not even attached to the master's.
Nope.
It's just the bathroom closest to the master. And the master bedroom is 10 by 12, and then the kids' rooms are 8 by 8.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you get an extra couple of square feet in there. It's no amenities, and then there's a window, and then there's the back.
Yeah. I don't know if people around the country understand what happened in Los Angeles. They threw up these boxes all over the city in the 1950s with the aluminum frame windows and the doors that are hollow frame.
These probably predate that.
Okay.
This is a little more World War II. These houses are from the 40s.
Okay.
And they're all 1,800 square feet, and they're, you know, residential, and they're they're comfortable, but nobody has a master suite or walk-in shower, tub or, jacuzzi tub. Now, later on, people start buying them up and, putting a second story on them stuff because they're $1 million now. Mm-hmm. But who with $1 million wants to live in this shit show,
Right.
So, he said, here's where you're going. And I look down at the address, and then next to the address, it's an invoice sheet, and then next to the address is the street name. And I looked at it and I said, oh, that's my street. And that's what I said because I grew up on Hartsook Street. I spent my high school days and early out of high school days on Hartsook Street. Now, right next to Hartsook Street, very close, literally, it doesn't feel like it's a small block, maybe 100 feet over, is Otsego.
Otsego.
Now, I was then living in an apartment with a couple guys on Otsego. So I'd been living there for a few years, and the streets run parallel to one another, and they're right next to each other.
So one you grew up on, sort of, high school, and the other you lived at presently.
Right. So when I looked down, I said, oh, that's my street. Well, what I was looking at was my high school street.
Yeah, Hartsook.
Right. But when I loaded up and got in the van, I drove to my street, Otsego.
Oh.
That's where the confusion. I wasn't just insane, like I installed a closet in a random house. I went to the same address, just one street over, announcing that's my street. Well, it was the street I was currently living on, but it wasn't the street that was on the thing. And, I wasn't a great reader. All right. Put her on hold. So I then drove to that house. Before I left, another weird piece of kismet. I don't know if it was kismet or something, but Tom, the guy ran the place, he's like, you got to get paid, which he never said. He always dealt with them, I don't know, half on whatever, and then they pay the balance on whatever, but they didn't hand us checks.
Right.
He dealt with the checks.
Right.
You know,
you were just there
and you were just like, leave the invoice and install.
Yeah.
Leave the, or just leave, just install. I don't even know. So, but I had the invoice and he stopped me and he said, you got to get paid. They have a check. Pick up that check. You know, sort of don't come back without the check. Okay. So I drove the van over there and, parked and pulled up out front, looked at the address, didn't look at the street. It didn't really matter. It was like in the middle of the block, and I was like, this is my street.
Yes, right.
So walked up, knocked on the door. And it was, probably Wednesday at noon or 10:30 or something. And then the Spanish maid, as they used to call it, the nanny now, something, she just answered the door.
Oh.
And I said, hey, here to install the closet. And she kind of went, okay. What? I was like, hey, I'm installing the closet. She's like, okay. It was scheduled and maybe no one told her.
Right, right.
So I just walked in. I had my tool bags and my stuff, And I knew it was a master bedroom. So, and I knew the lay of all these houses. Walk to the back, go to the bedroom in the very back, down the hall. And, set my stuff down, and all the closets are the same. They're about 2 foot deep, maybe 32 inches deep. They're about 8 or 9 feet across, maybe about 7 feet across. They have that wooden, shelf and pole. It's called, it's like a pine plank on the top with the 4-inch cleat that goes around it, and then that wooden pole that sits in the middle, and then there's that weird hanger in the middle, but it always sags. The pole, if it just went 7 foot, would sag too much. Yeah, so there's the weird clip in the front. Yes. Sometimes they cut a hole in a piece of wood, nail it, whatever. Yeah. Inevitably, the wooden pole always ends up bowing in the middle. It's just that weird closet that you'll never see again, you know? So I go in there, I open the closet, and it's full. It's full of everything. It's like a couple lives there. There's no closet space, and it's packed full of clothing and boxes, and everything's on the shelf. And, of course, my thing is like, well, we tell them to clean the closet. We always tell them, clean out that closet, but they didn't listen. So I just take everything out in a hurry because who the fuck wants to clean out the closet before you demo the closet, you know? So I just go out there and I just grab everything, you know, big bunch of stuff. And I'm just piling it on the bed,
of course.
Just throwing it all on the bed, get it out. So I, you know, haphazardly throw everything onto the bed, and then I do what I always do. All that stuff was nailed, nothing was screwed. You know, just start banging it with a hammer and pull that big piece of pine off the top, then pry the cleats off the wall. God. You know, that's nailed into the. Yeah. Into probably wasn't drywall, it's probably plaster, crumbles a little, like leaves a hole. You just sort of pull everything out and then walk it out the front and throw it in the back of the van, you know. Now the closet's cleaned out. Now, you know, you show up with your closet and your plan and start hanging the stuff in the cleats and whatever.
It's crazy that it fit into the exact layout you had planned because these houses are so much similar.
Well, it's a good point. And so what we would do is, yes, the houses are so close to one another. They're all built in 1951, you know, and the closets are the same. But we still leave a little accordion room. So we'll cut the pole, we'll run it a little wild, and then I'll just cut it on site.
Yeah.
Because who knows how the measurements are. So we always leave a little wiggle room in there. So that's what I would do. Mm. And it was no big whoop to just do stuff on site. And I installed the closet, and then I remembered, the bathroom hooks, which is just another piece of, like, finished wood with, like, three
hooks
on it for, like, a bathrobe. And then so
popular in the 70s.
This is the 90s.
Yeah, I know.
But late 80s, whatever. I went to the bathroom. I installed it on the inside of the door where it usually goes. And the bathrooms are all the same. Everything's the same. And, cleaned up my tools, got all my shit together. I was probably there for about 2 hours or something like that.
It was like 8 hours.
It wasn't a really involved closet. Mm-hmm. Some of them had islands and pull out drawers and lights and shit. This wasn't a big install. This is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And I work pretty fast. I was like, all right, installed everything. And I was heading out. And then normally I would just head back to the shop at that point. But I remember I was instructed to pick up a check. And, so I went and found the lady.
The Hispanic lady.
The Hispanic
Latinx,
lady.
I beg your
Latinx
pardon.
Lady who was with an infant at that time.
Mm.
So she was there just a nanny, almost a newborn, I think. She was like swaddling the kid. Yeesh. And she was like in the kitchen. Mm. And I like came in and I presented her the invoice and I said, you know, I need the check. And I need the amount. You know, I was like pointing at the number. Her English was not good or barely at all. I had a little Spanish. And I was like, you know, dinero. You know, I'm pointing at the number. And she's like, no. You know, no. No. And I was like, the money. The closet. I need the closet money. You know, and she's like, no, 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 you'll say. You know, and I was like, where's the check? You know, you should be a check here. And she's like, no. And I remember clear as day, she just went over and grabbed a piece of mail. And she grabbed the piece of mail and she like put it in front of the invoice.
Because the invoice had the other address on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was like, you know, pointing, you know, and I was like, yeah, this is 11752 Heart Shook. Oh. Because it said Otsego on it. I was like,
how long did it take to process?
It felt like a while, but it was like a millisecond or something. Well, first there's something has gone wrong feeling,
right, like
and
panic.
Then like what happened, and then there's like, oh fuck. And it all came rushing back to me. Like, oh, I was saying my street. I kept saying my street. You know, I don't need the address. It's my street. You know, God. Yeah, I don't need the Thomas guide. I know where I live. You know, that, so, you know, Thomas I kind of.
Anyone knows what that is right now, by the way.
I looked up and she saw some kind of like panic or fear or
in
something in my face, you know, like a discovery. Oh, shit. You know. And she just kind of looked at me, and she's like, had the kid, you know, and she's like.
Starts running.
Yeah, she literally like turned the kid and started walking with purpose, like into the other, like going for the phone.
You know,
she had to make a phone call.
Yes.
She's calling the owners and the boss.
The police? Who knows?
The police. Yeah. I don't know. So I was like, shit. So she kind of went that way, and I was like, I ran back to the closet, and, you know, I had a Makita screw gun back then, and I just put it on reverse.
Oh.
I just backed out every screw and just, you know, gathered everything like under my arms and was like running out the front door with this pile of closet I just installed.
Shit.
And I just threw it in the back of the van. You know, meanwhile, the lady who's waiting for me to install the closet is calling the boss going, where are you? You guys are supposed to be here at 10. It's 12:45.
Oh,
you know, where are you? You know?
Oh my God.
I was like, oh shit. I just hustled over to her house. One, I knew where she was. She was one street over.
And so this couple's going to came home, found their entire wardrobe on their bed and their closet emptied out.
Like
an empty box with a bunch of holes in the wall. and no repercussions from this, no consequences. They didn't figure out who did it or anything.
They couldn't.
There were no Ring doorbells back then.
No,
now
they couldn't
get away with it.
They couldn't figure it out. It would have been a far cry to have them sleuth out that it was one house over. You know, with the same address.
Well, she had seen it. She could have
seen what
the nanny had seen it.
The other address
on the invoice.
I mean, I think in her, it's just different streets.
Is what
she was pointing at. Yeah. And as soon as she did that, I was like, oh God, I'm getting out of here.
How long did it take you to pull everything out?
I had a real adrenaline dump at that point. So, you know, I did like 10 minutes or something. Like,
could you hear her on the phone?
It was a little. Not a big remod.
Could you hear her on the phone talking to the owners or anything? Or do you?
She made a move with the kid. Like, I need to protect this child.
Oh.
She went to go do something.
Oh.
I would imagine make a phone call. I didn't hear her on the phone. I was in the back of the place with a drill. You know, just backing out every screw that was in there.
Oh, what would that conversation be like when the couple gets home? What
I've oftentimes asked myself that. I really have.
She doesn't have great English. She can't describe it. You'd have to get like a translator probably.
I'd feel so bad for that nanny because
terrible.
I come home and the nanny had been there and that's what she let happen. I have no choice but to be mad at her. There's no one else.
Yeah, she let me right in.
Not your fault, Adam.
That's where I forged my nuance thought. That if you put on tool bags,
you can do anything.
I was walking down PCH today. It was a big construction site. I said to the person I was walking, I said, if I put a measuring tape on my belt, I could walk right in there because that's how that works. You literally clamp on, you hold the tool bags, you know, you put a tape on your belt. You knock on any door, you walk right in.
You can get the same result with a backpack if you got the right accoutrement on it.
Not good.
Walking with purpose,
right? Yeah.
Not good.
All right. Let me tell you
about something, everybody. Don't let people in with tool belts unless you're expecting them.
Let me tell you about Just Works, small business owners looking for an easier way to onboard and manage remote employees. Just Works. It's simple to hire and manage remote employees across all 50 states. Employees can onboard themselves in minutes, access national large group health insurance plans, and handle payroll and PTO requests as well. All on one platform with a simple, intuitive online platform. So, comes with JustWorks experts, 24/7 support for you and your team. relieve some of that administrative work and the stuff you hate, like payroll, benefits, and navigating state-by-state employment and tax rules. Manage your remote team and run your business with confidence. It's JustWorks, right, Matt?
Find out how JustWorks can help your business by going to JustWorks.com. That's JustWorks.com for more info.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, take some calls right after this.
Brian's been on hold.
Back with Dr. Drew over here. I'm going to talk to Brian. Yeah, there's something about that story that people like. And I don't know if it's like kind of a fuck up. It's a bizarre story.
It's uncanny. Yeah, there's no quality to it. Yeah.
Well, it seems insane. And then it gets explained and they go, oh, okay. No one ever questions it.
But it's so uncanny, the idea that someone would come in your house and demo something, install something, and then roll ass out of there with the same equipment, same stuff. It's like whoa. And you added a nice little element this time, which was the woman taking the child, running into the back, like hiding the child from this maniac.
No, I've always told it that way. She
I didn't hear that.
She was protective. Oh, Brian, so 29.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy.
So, first off, thanks for taking my call. Second, thank you guys so much for entertaining me for over a year now. I'm in South Carolina, and it's really quite entertaining hear about all the shenanigans that happens in California because it's pretty peaceful over here. We don't really have to deal with many of those issues that you guys have.
That. Imagine but, that. Hang on a second, Brian. Can you imagine that, Adam?
Oh, sure.
It's hard to imagine that, right?
Yeah.
If you weren't moving around the country and, you know, going to clubs and stuff, you probably would have no...
Yeah, just people living their life.
You have no idea. It as people have said to me before, the problem is not the United States. The problem is that we live in California.
Oh, yeah. I spoke to a guy from Louisiana on my program, and I'll spare you the details, but he was opening a trailer park, and it was a trailer park for swingers, and you know, he's gonna have a swimming pool and a rec room and a thing and an amphitheater, and he's gonna build all this stuff, and he was this entrepreneur. And I said to him, is there anything different about, you know, permitting the process, like building a trailer park versus for swingers or something? Is there some, you have to put a fence around it so people can't see in? And he just went, well, this is Louisiana. We just grab, you know, one permit, do what we want.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so used to, like, you can't do this. No, you have to, that, no, yeah. You need 7 sets of stairs, and here's the run, and here's how everything works. I mean, it's one big, here's what you can do and cannot do here in Los Angeles. He's like, I'm Louisiana. I'm going to go build something. I'm a businessman. Let's go build a trailer park.
Yep.
That's
hard to imagine.
Oh.
You almost can't even, like, process it. So different.
Unthinkable.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ugh. Yeah. All right. Why isn't there more low-cost units to rent? We need more low-cost housing, more low-cost rental units. Because you guys are so fucking permitted and red taped up the fucking wazoo that no one can build anything.
That's correct. That's why.
That's why there's not available
low-cost housing.
Yeah. Am I the first person to do that math? Yeah. No one's going to come in here and do that.
Yeah.
And also, you guys have decided people never have to pay rent again. So is there some incentive for people to come in here and build low-cost, affordable housing? They're such fucking idiots. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I was also just going to mention, at least when I check out the news, it also looks like half the state is on fire, and that is also somewhat entertaining. Yeah, but
hang on. I got to talk about that, because that drives me crazy. So the state is on fire. That's your fault for building in those areas. Mm-hmm. No, it's your failure as a government to do forestry management, shitwad.
Yes.
And we have no electricity. You need to serve more. No, we need to. You asshole needs to produce more electricity.
Power has been out of my house 2 times in the last 2 days.
They are the basic function of government: keep us safe, keep us powered, give us sanitation. You're failing. You're a failure as a government. God, it just makes me crazy. And we're gonna have plague, guys. It's in Tahoe now.
I know.
We're gonna have it. It's coming.
All right.
The rat thing here is out of control.
All right. So you want to know which vaccine you should get? Caller Brian?
Yeah, so, you know, yes, absolutely. So I had COVID in late April, early May. It wasn't a big deal. I was sick for a few days, but bounced right back. But, you know, there's a lot of pressure on people just to get vaccinated. Right. And I'm curious, I can't seem to find is there one that is just, you know, safer? I'm not too worried about COVID. I just want one that's not going to mess me up. And I don't love needles, so I was looking at the Johnson & Johnson one, but it doesn't seem like that one is being recommended very often.
Well, hang on. So here's the deal. It's kind of interesting. And so I can't even recommend you to get a vaccine because it's an unnecessary medical procedure for people who have had COVID. But I got the vaccine because I wanted to move around, didn't want to be hassled. My son, who's had COVID, just got the vaccine. He's been sick for a fucking week.
Really?
For a week from the vaccine. If you've had COVID, you're more likely to have a nasty reaction. I agree with you. Because of that, one vaccine is probably advantageous compared to two. And there was just some data that came out that showed people who've had COVID who get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are particularly well protected against variants. So there actually
is that the single shot?
The single shot. Now, the Johnson & Johnson, as you know, has some dreaded complications. I reacted badly to it, but I got the J&J. I can't make a specific recommendation to you. However, one vaccine, this recent publication about variants and increased protection – you know, if I were taking the vaccine today, I might take J&J again.
All right. Let me say a word about our friends, paintyourlife.com. Want to give a truly meaningful gift? Try paintyourlife.com, professional hand-painted portraits created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Send any picture, yourself, children, family, a special place, perhaps a cherished race car. Or pet, or combine photos in one painting. Then you choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. User-friendly platform lets you order a custom hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes, and you get it in about 3 weeks. This is really a nice personal gift.
Yeah.
And it's also, I mean, obviously in a world of photographs and everyone's phone is filled with them, but a nice actual painting hanging on the wall.
It also, you're acknowledging that you understand that this is something that that person really values. You know what I mean? It's kind of identifying something about them and paying a little homage to it.
Agreed. And like I said, I have one of my race cars hanging on my wall. Yeah. Perfect birthday, anniversary, or wedding gift. It's paintyourlife.com, right, Matt?
At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word ADS to 64,000. That's ADS to 64,000. Text ADS to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text ADS to 64,000.
I want to be sure I was clear about that vaccine conversation I just had, that Johnson & Johnson publication that showed increased efficacy against variants were for people who've had COVID and then got the Johnson & Johnson. That's the combination where the J&J may have some advantage.
Right. Go to AdamCarolla.com. August 27th, 28th, I'm going to be in Minneapolis, Acme Comedy Company, and then the Belly Up in Solana Beach. It'll be September 22nd. Just go to amcurl.com. There's live shows all over the country. And check out our Pluto TV channel, 687. A lot of free content there. Drew, what do you got?
DrDrew.com, DrDrew.tv. Check out all the pods and streams there.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew Saint. Mahalo.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.